Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cosmos Explorer, The Wonders of the Universe is a visually driven, fact-packed encyclopedia-style guide from DK that invites readers to tour the universe from our home planet outward. Designed for curious kids, families, and anyone who learns best through images, it uses clear explanations, diagrams, and photographs to make big ideas in astronomy approachable. Expect coverage that moves through the solar system, the life cycles of stars, the structure of galaxies, and the tools scientists use to study space. The book fits the DK Secret World Encyclopedia's approach, emphasizing bite-sized entries, labeled visuals, and surprising details that keep pages turning. Rather than focusing on advanced math, it builds understanding through scale comparisons, timelines, and simple models of how cosmic phenomena work. The result is a reference book that functions both as an exciting browse and discover experience and a dependable foundation for school projects, bedtime questions, and budding interest in space science. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, getting oriented in space scale, motion, and our cosmic address. A core strength of an accessible universe encyclopedia is helping readers understand where they are and how to think about size and distance. This topic typically begins with Earth as the starting point, then expands to the Moon, the solar system, the Milky Way, and the wider universe. Readers learn why space feels counterintuitive, because objects are separated by distances that require new units and comparisons. Alongside distance and scale, basic motion becomes important. Earth rotates to create day and night. It orbits the Sun to mark the year, and the Moon orbits Earth to shape phases and eclipses. These ideas help explain familiar sky events in a logical way. Visuals and diagrams are especially useful here because they can show relative sizes, orbital paths, and the differences between rotation and revolution. A well-designed guide also clarifies the difference between what we see in the night sky and what is physically happening, setting up the rest of the book. Once readers grasp their cosmic address and the main motions, later topics like seasons, tides, and changing constellations become easier to understand and remember. Secondly, the solar system, up-close planets, moons, and small worlds. After establishing the big picture, the book naturally turns to the neighborhood we can study in greatest detail, the solar system. Readers can expect a tour of the Sun and the eight planets, organized in a way that highlights patterns such as rocky inner planets versus gas and ice giants farther out. Moons receive special attention because they are diverse worlds with their own stories, from cratered surfaces and icy shells to volcanism and dramatic landscapes. Small bodies like asteroids, comets, and dwarf planets add context by showing what is left over from solar system formation and how impacts have shaped planetary surfaces. This topic is also where key concepts become tangible: gravity, atmospheres, temperature, and how distance from the Sun influences conditions. Visual references often compare planet sizes, show ring systems, and map notable features, helping readers form a mental model of each world. A balanced encyclopedia-style approach tends to connect these facts to how scientists know what they know, such as spacecraft flybys, rovers, and telescopic observations. By the end, the solar system feels less like a list and more like a connected system with shared origins and striking differences. Thirdly, stars and their life cycles, from nebulous to supernovas. A major step in exploring the cosmos is understanding stars as evolving objects rather than fixed points of light. This topic typically explains how stars form in vast clouds of gas and dust, where gravity pulls material together until temperatures and pressures ignite nuclear fusion. From there, a star's mass largely determines its fate. Smaller stars can burn for very long times, gradually changing as they exhaust fuel, while larger stars live fast and end dramatically. Readers are introduced to stellar categories and properties such as color, temperature, brightness, and size, which help explain why some stars appear different in the sky and in images. The life cycle narrative often includes stages like red giants, planetary nebulae, and white dwarfs, as well as the explosive endings of massive stars in supernovas. Those explosions are important because they create and spread heavier elements, linking cosmic processes to the material that makes planets and life possible. Diagrams and infographics can make these stages memorable by showing timelines, comparisons, and cause and effect chains. By framing stars as engines that power galaxies and create elements, the book gives readers a compelling reason to care about stellar physics beyond simple star names. Fourthly, galaxies, black holes, and the large-scale universe. Once stars make sense, the next layer is how stars organize into galaxies and how galaxies form a vast cosmic web. This topic introduces galaxies as enormous systems containing billions of stars, gas, dust, and dark components that influence gravity and motion. Readers learn common galaxy types, such as spirals and ellipticals, and how interactions and collisions can reshape them over time. Black holes often appear here as both dramatic objects and important scientific ideas. A clear explanation distinguishes stellar mass black holes from the supermassive black holes thought to sit at the centers of many galaxies. The topic can also address how astronomers infer black holes through their effects on nearby matter and the motion of stars. On even larger scales, the book may discuss clusters and superclusters, the observable universe, and how light takes time to travel, allowing telescopes to look back into cosmic history. Concepts like expansion and redshift are often presented in simple terms to show how we know the universe is changing. With strong visuals, this section helps readers see the universe as structured and dynamic, not random, and it connects local skywatching to the grandest known scales. Lastly, how we explore space telescopes, missions, and everyday sky skills. A space encyclopedia becomes most empowering when it explains the tools and methods that turn curiosity into knowledge. This topic focuses on how scientists and engineers explore the universe using telescopes across different wavelengths, from visible light to radio, infrared, ultraviolet, X-rays, and beyond. Each wavelength reveals different information, so readers learn why a single picture never tells the whole story. Spacecraft and robotic missions add another layer, showing how flybys, orbiters, landers, and rovers gather data and images from places humans cannot easily reach. A kid-friendly guide also benefits from practical sky skills, such as recognizing the moon's phases, understanding why planets do not twinkle like stars, and using simple star maps or apps to identify constellations. These small wins help readers connect the book's information to what they can see outdoors. The topic may also touch on modern milestones like exoplanet discovery methods and the search for signs of life, framed as ongoing investigations rather than solved mysteries. By highlighting the process of science, including observation, evidence, and changing models, the book encourages readers to keep asking questions and to see space exploration as a living, evolving human effort. In conclusion, Cosmos Explore the Wonders of the Universe is best suited for curious children, upper elementary and middle school readers, families who like shared learning, and adults who want a visually clear refresher on astronomy. It can also help teachers and librarians who need a reliable reference that students can browse quickly and use for projects. The main life benefit is confidence space can feel intimidating, but an image-forward encyclopedia builds a mental map of the universe, making news about eclipses, missions, or new discoveries easier to understand. It also supports healthy habits of inquiry by showing that scientific knowledge comes from observation and evidence, not just memorization. Compared with many similar space books, DK titles typically stand out for their design clarity, structured bite-sized entries, and strong visual explanations that translate complex ideas into approachable learning. That format makes it more usable than narrative-only popular science for younger readers and more engaging than plain textbooks. If you want a book that can live on a coffee table, serve as a homework helper, and spark genuine wonder in short reading sessions, this one is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.